This is an Off the Tongue podcast.
Welcome to the Greener Grass Podcast, where we discuss different topics and decide which side of the fence we'd rather be on. Hi, I'm Emily.
And I'm Jackie. We're your hosts. Welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
It's eclipse day. Happy eclipse.
Total eclipse.
Totally.
Anybody go blind? Anybody look straight at the sun? Don't do that.
We have any blind friends out there now?
Please see our episode, Blind or Deaf.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty exciting day
for
a lot of people.
Someone was telling me that they looked right at the eclipse once when they were little in like second grade or something. Was it Ryan?
Wait, now all of a sudden that sounds familiar. I feel like maybe he was telling us.
I feel like he told us when we went out to dinner that night
before
the concert last week or whenever it was, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
He's not blind.
Good. I will actually be circling back to this topic later.
Oh, okay.
I have some exciting things to say.
All right, cool. Well, what else do we want to talk about?
We could talk about the largest, most magnificent, spectacular, active podcast network in Ohio, nay, the world.
Whoa. Yeah. The Off the Tongue Podcast Network? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. You've heard?
I have.
Who do we got on there?
We have Skate Ohio.
The It's Funny That Makes It Okay podcast.
The original Copycats podcast.
Those are Emily's best friends.
Yeah, I love them.
I do too, actually. I shouldn't say like I don't like them. And then New Best Friends, The Pint Pals.
Uh-huh.
And the If I Only Knew Better podcast.
Yes.
If you are interested in joining our network, please hit up our show notes for all of our social media and just slide in the DMs. It's totally free.
Yeah. Totally free. You just get some extra promotion for your show.
That's right.
So join us, please.
Word of mouth. We just roll it right off the tongue.
Uh-huh. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. That's what it is about.
Yeah. Speaking of tonguing, our Patronies.
Wow. Jackie really loves our Patronies.
I really do. A lot. I really do. I mean, can you blame me?
No, I can't. Well, we do have some at our shout out level, like Chrissy.
Hex.
Vin.
The Teach a Dummy podcast.
Jonathan and Lindsay.
Yay.
They're a pair.
They are a pair. I love them.
Speaking of them.
Yeah.
They had a special Halloween costume. I don't know what year, but some year that correlated with our Rocker Rocky episode.
Perfect.
They were Rocky and Adrian.
I love that so much.
And Jonathan posted the picture on our Facebook. So cute. Love it.
Thank you so much for sharing that. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And real full circle because we gave you a Rocky shout out in that episode.
And rumor has it, Jonathan likes that movie Over the Top with me.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
I heard.
High five. Actually, Ryan and I watched it after we recorded because I was just, talking about our episode.
You're in the mood.
Ryan's never seen it. So
yeah,
we watched it.
Awesome.
Just as good as I remembered.
Perfect. I love that. I love when a good 80s flick holds up.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, sometimes you'll watch one and you're like, I loved this movie.
I know.
What?
Well, kind of like Nightmare on Elm Street used to terrify me. And then I showed Avery, I don't know, it's been years now.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, Mom, this is so cheesy.
Right.
And I agreed watching it. I wasn't afraid anymore. But when I was younger,
Freddy
Krueger scared the shit out of me.
Like literally racing to bed and jumping in before he can get you.
Afraid to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Now, he's pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Just kidding, Freddie. Don't kill me. Love you.
Love you. You're just misunderstood. It's totally fine. Well, speaking of our social media, we have seen, honestly, an astronomical spike in likes on Instagram in the last couple of days. So
thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for all of those likes and loves and all of that good stuff. And also downloads. We're also seeing a pretty big spike in our downloads. So thanks for listening.
Thank you guys so much. So we're ready to jump in?
Let's do it.
Well, we've had some interesting weather lately.
Yeah.
A lot of storms.
Yeah.
Spring is coming, so those spring storms are coming in. So I thought we'd, talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So Jackie, would you rather thunder or lightning?
Ooh. Let's discuss.
What's some pros for thunder?
Well, it can be used to determine how far away lightning is.
Yes.
So I felt like I've heard that before, but I didn't know the actual stat. So I looked it up, and mm-hmm. it's 1 mile away for every 5 seconds between the two.
Yep. I remember counting the 1 1,000, 2 1,000. Mm-hmm. We just watched Poltergeist the other day, and they were telling the little boy to do that.
Yeah.
And it was getting closer and closer with that storm, and it was scary. But I remember counting when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Thunder can't hurt you.
Yeah.
It's just a sound.
It's just a sound.
It's loud, but it can't hurt you.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it can be soothing.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people put on thunderstorm sounds to sleep.
That was my next one, a soothing sound. It's sound therapy.
Yeah.
It's known to reduce stress. I have a sound machine, and I have it on more of a fan sound, but there is an option for a storm. And just the other day, Ryan and I he's asked what other sounds were on there, and he's like, let's do the thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm.
So we slept to the thunderstorm the other day.
Nice.
I don't love it as much as a fan sound, but yeah, it is. It could be soothing, like the low rumble, not the big crashes,
right?
But the low rumbles when it's in the distance, yeah. It's very soothing.
Not the loud cracks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Well, speaking of the sound, thunder is, I think it's 120 decibels. I can't remember how, but it's really, really loud.
Yeah.
But it's one of the few sounds that can cause deafness, but doesn't because it's so brief.
Oh, so if it's fast, yeah.
Yeah, so if you were exposed to constant thunder for 3 minutes, you could go deaf.
Wow.
But it's just like, that's crazy. Because you think about when you go to concerts and they're so loud.
Yeah.
And you don't go deaf. Yeah. But thunder doesn't seem as loud as a concert. So I just thought that that was something about the decibels and frequency of thunder. I thought that was really cool.
That is cool.
It's powerful.
It's very powerful. Thunder. Thunder thighs. Is that a pro or a con?
Well, thick thighs save lives.
Oh, well.
That's what they say.
I guess I'm saving a lot of lives then.
You save my life every day just by being you.
Oh my gosh, thanks.
You're welcome.
So sweet. So it reminds me of summer.
Yeah.
Thunderstorms happen in the summer, spring, warmer weather. Mm-hmm. It can happen. It's rare in the winter. Thunder snow is a thing.
Ooh.
Never seen it. But when I think of thunderstorms, I think of summer.
Yeah. I have one left.
Me too.
And it is that dogs hear it sooner, so you can get a heads up before the storm comes.
They hear it sooner?
Yeah. It says because their hearing is so much better that even though it's far away and you can determine how far away it is by the lightning and thunder sounds, the dogs can hear the thunder sooner and can give you a heads up. Lord knows my dog Buckley does.
Yeah.
She starts cowering. I'm like, oh, I guess it's going to storm here.
Yeah. Guess that's a con coming up.
Yeah.
Well, my last pro for thunder is it means rain.
Yeah.
And that's good for the earth.
It sure is.
So that could be, especially in places where there's droughts,
mm-hmm.
when you hear the thunder, it's people, you know, they do rain dances and all that stuff. It's a really good feeling when you hear it, I'm sure. So,
All right. Cons? Well, it scares dogs.
Yes, dogs. I put dogs get scared.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whoever invented thunder shirts is like making a killing.
I know. I had a thunder shirt for my dog, but not for the thunder. Just for anxiety. They're for anxiety. So those are good. Not only dogs, kids get scared.
Mm-hmm.
Little kids are always scared of storms. I remember being so scared when I was younger.
Same.
So scared.
I had that too.
Yeah.
It can be disruptive to sleep if it's not that nice low rumble like you described.
Yeah.
If it's the loud claps of thunder.
Yeah.
And, you know, that, especially like really loud ones, like are startling.
Yeah. Startle was my number one, but I kind of put it with the dogs and kids.
Mm-hmm.
It startles me sometimes too. So if you're hearing thunder, it means there's a storm and that could ruin a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you have some outdoor activity coming.
Yeah.
If you hear that thunder, you're like, fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There goes my parade.
Don't rain on my parade. Yeah. I put can delay sports and amusement park rides.
Yep.
Because, you know, oftentimes sports and amusement parks will carry on if it's just a light rain. But once there's thunder or lightning, it's nope.
Yep. And I put cons. It means there's lightning too. Mm-hmm. I mean, thunder is lightning.
Right.
So, yeah, they go hand in hand.
Yep.
Lightning actually comes first, but the thunder.
Thunder only happens when it's raining.
The thunder is slower because the speed of light is faster than the speed of sound. So it's actually the same.
Players only love you when they're playing.
Yeah, it's true. I think I'm out of cons.
I just have one left, and it's kind of, you know, what you already said. Like, it means rain. That means muddy backyard. That's a pain in the ass if you've got pets that go outside.
That's the worst.
Yep.
Yeah, we had that big storm the other day, and our yard was so drenched and muddy.
Yeah.
So I just had to stand by the door with the towel every time my dog came in. Carmel's not afraid of storms, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
She's a fearless little lady.
Well, she's afraid of baths. Well. I gave her a bath actually Saturday. And before I was getting, you know, turning the shower on, she was like shaking.
Aww.
So she is scared of that, but not storms.
Hmm.
She's fine once she gets in. But
yeah.
Anyway, we ready for lightning?
Very, very frightening.
Ooh.
The Galileo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, lightning pros.
Looks cool.
That's my number one, looks cool.
Yeah.
I know, it's so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
You see so many artsy pictures of lightning strikes that, yeah. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. I like that sometimes they're like different colors. So you'll see one that lights up and it's, you know, kind of a gray storm color. Or it'll, you know, crackle and then like the sky looks purple.
Yes.
Like I love just seeing those different displays of light.
It's cool when you can see the clouds behind it.
Yes.
In the dark.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Nerd alert. This is a nerdy thing about lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Nutrient cycling. It breaks down nitrogen molecules in the atmosphere, and then it fertilizes the plants.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It makes the plants available to like as fertilizer because it breaks it up.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Science. It's very science-y.
Well, I'm going to hit you with another crazy science-ish fact.
Okay.
First of all, can you give me a good Scottish accent?
No.
No. It's not Scottish. It's crap.
You did your own.
A Scottish man that had been deaf for 20 years was struck by lightning and it restored his hearing.
No way.
Way.
What?
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
That's what I was talking about.
Oh, with the deaf.
When we said blind or deaf earlier.
I wonder if he listened to thunder too long and got deaf and then the lightning brought it back.
It's like, I got you.
That'd be crazy. Wow. What?
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. I wonder.
I don't know how that happens.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
If I were deaf, I'd just stand out in thunderstorms, try to get...
He probably didn't know it was...
he probably didn't know. That's why he was out.
He hear the thunder, and then the lightning just got him.
But he didn't die.
Mm-mm.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's nuts. All right.
Well, that's another pro. Lightning strikes are pretty survivable.
Yeah.
I mean, they are also deadly.
Save it for the cons.
Yeah.
But it's not always, yeah.
Yeah.
I put summertime again, I guess, because it's the same as...
Absolutely.
Thunder. I remember like sitting out on the front porch watching a thunderstorm in the summertime. I just have this memory with my grandpa and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
That's funny. I have a memory with my grandparents. We were on their land. They had like a plot of land and their RV was on it and there was a storm and we were just sitting outside and like you can just, the air smells different and I remember the smell and just sitting there with them.
Yeah. Storms are cool to watch.
Mm-hmm.
They're just really fun. Yeah. Even though they're loud and kind of scary, it's also kind of peaceful and I don't know.
Yeah.
Something about a storm. So I think I'm out.
Okay. I have just two left.
Okay.
You can see it without thunder sometimes. Like you just see the lightning, but it's so far away. You don't hear the thunder.
Yeah. Like the heat lightning.
Yeah.
When it's just like a glow in the sky that just kind of goes.
Yeah.
That is pretty.
And then my final pro is if you are, you know, caught in a storm while you're out driving, I know that can be really scary, but you're actually safer in your car because your car acts as a Faraday cage. So if your car is struck by lightning, you're going to be okay.
Yeah. Actually, I learned this when I was really little at the Boston Museum of Science. I remember it's kind of like a COSI here in Columbus. They did a lightning demonstration and this guy was in a cage and they mimicked lightning around the cage.
Right.
And then he said, you're safest in your car in a thunderstorm. So I learned that when I was really little and it always stuck with me because I remember the cool show with this guy in this cage with lightning around it.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Your car's probably going to be fucked though.
Yeah.
So if that happens, we know where you can get a new car.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Head up to Mansfield, Ohio.
Yeah.
And check out this word from our sponsor.
Okay. Looking for a new or used car?
Of course you are.
Well, look no further. Nathan Collins at Spitzer Motors of Mansfield has you covered. Located on 4th in downtown Mansfield, Nathan has a deal for you. Good credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem.
Nice.
Come pick out a shiny new ride and keep it shiny with free car washes for the life of the car.
What? The life?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when your new set of wheels starts turning heads, tell them where you got it. If they go and buy a new car from Nathan, you're going to get $100 cash money in your pocket.
Whoa.
Can you believe that?
Awesome.
Yeah, and that's not all. You'll also get a lifetime unlimited powertrain warranty on new cars.
Mm.
Nathan has got you covered. That's Spitzer Motors on 4th and Mansfield. Ask for Nathan Collins and tell him the Greener Grass podcast sent you. Call or text Nathan today at 419-961-4581. More details in the show notes.
All right. Well, cons for lightning.
It can kill you.
Yeah.
And fuck up your car.
Die. I put, yeah. You could die. And then it strikes things.
Yeah.
So it can cause damage to trees, houses, property, whatever.
Yeah.
It's bad.
So the old saying that lightning doesn't strike the same place twice is crap, because the Empire State Building gets struck on average 100 times a year.
Does it really?
By lightning.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So that's why a lot of times you see on these like tall skyscrapers, they have lightning rods on the top.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they want the lightning to hit, because then that thing is grounded at the base of the pole.
Right.
To protect everything else.
Yeah. I mean, that is pretty tall. Mm-hmm. I was up there once. God, there's no lightning. You said this in Thunder, but I put it on my lightning cons, is it stops roller coasters.
Yeah.
So I hate that when you're at an amusement park and a storm's coming. We're like, it's fine.
Yeah.
There's nothing. It's not even raining. It's fine. No, we see lightning in the distance.
Yeah.
They have to shut down the roller coasters, and that sucks.
I remember one time, it might have been the Magnum. Anyway, I was at Cedar Point on a roller coaster with my dad, and it was already going, and I saw lightning. Ooh. And it scared me really bad.
That would scare me, being on it.
And then we were obviously the last car. They stopped it after that. But like, there was no rain or anything. It was just like, it just started, and it scared me. I'm like getting goosebumps remembering how scary that
I wonder
was.
If anyone's been struck on a roller coaster. We should look up that.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. All right, what else?
So this is just fucking bonkers. So the updrafts of a strong storm can pick up frogs and small fish.
Oh.
And there was a storm in London in 1984 that picked up several 6-inch long fish and just like dropped them in this neighborhood. And like, they were still alive when they landed. So imagine just coming outside and it's raining fish.
It's raining fish.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Lightning's very hot.
You're very hot.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Just call me Lightning.
Ooh.
Lightning McQueen.
Hey.
So it's 5 times hotter than the sun, which I found insane because I thought nothing was hotter than the sun.
You're
50,000 degrees.
Yeah.
What does that even feel like? What does that even feel like? It's hot. So thunder can deafen you. Lightning can fucking fry you in a second.
Yeah.
That's just.
Yeah.
That's why I don't understand how people can survive a lightning strike.
Yeah. There was a guy, park ranger, that had been, he's the most struck by lightning living person.
God.
And I think it said he got struck by lightning like 7 times.
What?
Because he's a park ranger, so he's just always out there.
I know, but so?
I don't know.
Why him?
I don't know.
Poor dude. He must have some kind of magnetic something, because that's fucking crazy. Maybe he has some plates in his head.
Have you ever seen when people get struck by lightning and then you can see like their veins underneath their skin?
I don't think I've ever really seen a strike picture or anything. Maybe
look
it
up real quick what people look like after they've been struck by lightning. It's crazy. It's like their veins look like lightning underneath their skin and you can see it.
Oh,
isn't that gross?
I think that's just how they look.
It goes away.
Looks fake.
I know. I think it goes away after time, but right after the strike, it
they
looks
all
like
look the same too. There's all pictures that look the same.
It looks like lightning on your skin.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Wow. This one looks like a tree on his back.
Ooh. Yeah.
Wow. I just wonder what that felt like. Just a big shock. Does it feel burned?
Yeah. Probably both. It probably feels like you're getting burned and shocked, I would think. Ooh.
God. Well, let's hope we never get struck by lightning.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I think that leads me to my last con.
Okay. What is it?
It can be fucking scary.
Yeah. Lightning's scary.
Even if you're protected, even if you're inside.
Right.
You know, sometimes it's just really scary.
It is. I mean, here's a con. You're not supposed to be near water, anything that conducts electricity. So I remember being little and you can't take a shower during a storm.
Yep.
Or my mom would be like, hurry up, there's a storm coming, get in the shower. And that would scare me.
Yeah.
And when I was older, I was like, is that true?
Yeah.
Did she? No, it is true.
Yeah. I still love baths.
Yeah.
And there were several times in my childhood where my mom or my dad would be like knocking on the bathroom door, get out, storm's coming.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
I know. It's so weird.
But yeah, it is true.
Yeah.
So there's a con for you.
You can't shower.
Interrupt your bath time.
You gotta be dirty during storms.
Yeah.
Sorry. So.
Okay.
Well, when it's all said and done, would you rather thunder or lightning?
I'm gonna go thunder.
Yeah.
I think the sound is just more long-term soothing than the visual appeal of short-term lightning.
Yeah. I think I'm going with thunder as well.
Okay.
I was thinking I was going to pick lightning because it's just so cool to look at, but just all the pros we just talked about.
Yeah.
Thunder won't hurt me.
Yep.
And it is a nice sound. So, all right.
Okay.
Thunder. All right. Surprises. I won.
Two in a row.
Was it? Did I win last time?
Yep.
I forgot. Jackie, would you rather, during a storm, every time it thunders, you have to say to whoever you're around, "You've been thunderstruck," like AC/DC. Okay? Every time it thunders.
Okay.
Or every time it lightnings, you feel a little shock. Not bad. It's not going to hurt. Mm-hmm. I mean, just like a staticky every time it lightnings.
Every time it lightnings around me. Because it's probably lightning somewhere in the world right now.
When you see the lightning.
I'm just being an asshole. I'm going to go with thunderstruck.
Okay. You've been thunderstruck. Every time.
I mean, I'm so sorry to everyone around me, but I'd rather annoy you than be in pain. I've been shocked before. I don't like it.
I know. That's why I said it's not like a bad one. Just a little like static, you know, every time.
So the thing is, not only is it painful, it's also startling.
I know.
So that's double bad for me.
Yeah.
So
I'm getting shocked, though. I'm not saying AC/DC.
Well, that makes sense. I know how much you love Actic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a fun one for you.
Yay.
Two good options.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Would you rather play in the rain, just like, you know, when you were a little kid?
Yes.
But you're doing it now as an adult.
Yeah.
Would you rather play in the rain or do you want to build a snowman?
Rain.
Yeah.
Snow's cold.
I thought maybe you might pick snowman just because Disney.
No. It's too cold.
Yeah.
I don't like being wet in my clothes either, though.
Yeah.
So
I almost put play in the rain or go snow tubing, but I'm like, she'll probably pick snow tubing for sure.
I would pick tubing.
So I wanted to make it a little bit more of a thought provoker because, being wet.
I don't like being wet, but I'd rather that than cold because playing in the rain would mean it's probably a nice warm summer rain, jumping in puddles. Yeah. That was always fun when you're little.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm doing too.
And I love the smell of the summer rain outside. It's just a different smell.
Yeah.
All right. Yay.
Well, thank you so much for listening to this
storm.
ASMR sound effect episode.
Stormy episode.
And please check out our show notes for links to our sponsor, to our merchandise shop, to all of our social media. Please make sure you follow us on YouTube, follow us on Apple Podcasts, like, share, subscribe. And hey, if you're listening on Spotify, why not vote on our polls?
Yeah.
And leave us a 5-star rating.
Yes, please do. And please check us out every Monday for a new episode. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
This is an Off the Tongue podcast.